It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Houston.
And I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West in California. At the Emmys on Sunday, Neil Patrick Harris is competing for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy. He's also hosting the awards. Maybe he'll do one of his magic tricks or show off his Broadway song and dance skills. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile of a man of many talents.
Remember Doogie Howser? That wholesome teenage doctor?
We'll know more after the x-rays. Why don't you take a seat in the waiting room while I take him to radiology?
Neil Patrick Harris wants you to move on. In 2004, Harris showed up in the stoner movie Harold and Kumar, playing a drugged-out guy named Neil Patrick Harris.
Come on, dudes, let's pick up some trim at a strip club.
The Doogie line always works on strippers.
For a while, he left Hollywood for Broadway. He was Lee Harvey Oswald in the dark musical The Assassins.
Wrapped him a handkerchief around his gun. Said nothing wrong about what I'd done. Some men have everything
and starred in the very risque Broadway version of Cabaret. Neil Patrick Harris says Cabaret is the most provocative thing he's done yet.
My hair was bleached blue-black, as were my eyebrows, my armpits, my happy trail. Can you say that, Morning Edition? Happy trail?
I can imagine it was rather jarring if people came to see you thinking they were coming to see a Doogie, you know, they're Doogie Howser fans.
Yes, I certainly changed their mind. They probably hated me when they left.
The anti-Doogie character Neil Patrick Harris is playing these days is the shameless, egomaniac horn dog, Barney Stinson, on the CBS sitcom How I Met Your Mother.
Suits are for the living. That's why when it's my time to RIP, I'm going out of this world the same way I came into it. Buck naked. Yeah. It's gonna be awesome. Open bar for the guys, open casket for the ladies. What up?
He has just added so much dimension to a character that on paper was really just a joke delivery system.
Carter Bays is the co-creator of How I Met Your Mother.
You can tell when he's on the set, he's really studied the script and really put thought into how to make it funny.
Barney's got a handful of catchphrases. What up? Awesome. Legendary. Suit up. Barney always wears a suit.
Marshall Erickson, suit up!
I'm birthday suiting up.
Lawsuit up!
Barney Stinson is a skirt chaser. Neil Patrick Harris is gay. Carter Bays.
There was the worry that we're presenting him as such a Lothario and such a womanizer that, you know, if he came out and the world finds out that Neil Patrick Harris is gay, that would somehow make it less funny. And I just, none of us ever thought that could be possible because, you know, it's Neil.
Now, I like how you captured Marshall's essence. Goofy and unburdened with wit. But me, I want something more regal. Something my progeny can look at and say, there stands Barnabas Stinson. He was wise and strong.
I don't think your sword will fit.
I get that a lot.
Barney's a hoot. I'm not a big strip club guy, and he loves the strip clubs, so we probably wouldn't hang out at night much.
Even if they wouldn't hang out together, Neil Patrick Harris loves Barney Stinson, and he brings everything he's learned about performing to the role. He grew up with music. He says his parents were innately musical. Today, they run a restaurant in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where he grew up.
And so they kind of liked the idea that they would open up a place where people would come, they would serve them food with love, and people would eat it and enjoy it, and that was sort of the end of it, you know? They sort of liked the quick give and take in the restaurant world.
The quick step timing and the people pleasing it takes to run a restaurant is a little like showbiz itself. And Harris is definitely a gracious host.
Our next presenter has done pretty much everything there is to do in entertainment. Movies, Broadway, me. Please welcome two-time Academy Award winner
Neil Patrick
Jessica
Harris is adding awards show host to his resume. He's hosted a ton of them. The TV Land Awards, the Writers Guild Awards, the International Magic Awards. He says it's fun, but tricky.
Oftentimes, someone will give a rambling, weird speech, and then you wonder, okay, do I go out and sort of poke fun and reference to that weird speech that someone gave? But then again, it is like their night, and they just won, and maybe they were nervous. A lot of second-guessing goes on in the hosting world, at least in mine.
Neil Patrick Harris unexpectedly knocked it out of the ballpark when he hosted the Tonys this year, especially his closing number. As the show was happening, he and two writers were backstage, coming up with lyrics, summarizing who got what award, like the three young stars who won for the musical Billy Elliot.
And then right when the last award was announced, I ran through it a couple times, and they threw me on stage, and I looked at some teleprompters and crossed my fingers.
Such a winning sight tonight. All three won Tony, plus they hit puberty.
Neil Patrick Harris says for the Emmys this Sunday, he doesn't want to repeat what he did at the Tonys, but he says there will be plenty of singing and dancing. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.